This is GQDN for Monday, June 17th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. Yum, yum. Put in the code QUEST in the checkout page. You can get 25% off of your purchase once you do that. Then you can go to patreon.com/thegroupquest. Because, hey, we got lots of good stuff up there. Good stuff. And then go to stackup.org. In today's news, we have news about Helldivers 2. You can save some money. Always a good thing. We go to the esports corner. And we also talk about one more expansion for Starfield. But today we begin with Nintendo Direct. And we're going to do that again tomorrow because it's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what could be there? It's going to be a lot of Nintendo games. So we shall see what happens. It will be about a 40-minute presentation. And that'll be on the Nintendo Switch games that will be launching in the second half of this year and beyond that. So that is indeed that. Now, the Embracer Group has just shut down Alone in the Dark developer Pieces Interactive. And IGN said why? Because the game did not meet expectations. So, Pieces Interactive said on its website, quote, Pieces Interactive released over 10 titles on PC, console, and mobiles since 2007. Both our own concepts, such as Puzzle Gideon, Frit Nice, Livything, Olivian Warships, Robo Surf, and Kill to Collect, as well as work for higher titles such as Magicka 2 and several DLCs for Magicka. Our client list includes Paradox Interactive, Koei Tecmo, Arrowhead Game Studios, Koch Media, and Race Room Entertainment. In 2017, Pieces Interactive was acquired by Embracer Group after working with the expansion for Titan Quest, Titan Quest Ragnarok, and a third expansion for Titan Quest, Titan Quest Atlantis. Our last release was Remaining of Alone in the Dark, and they have been disbanded. And now Pieces Interactive has joined an increasing list of employees that has been laid off over this year. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that, on the positive side, Guerrilla Games is still working on some multiple live service titles, and they are looking for people to make those games because they've been making some job advertisements, and they did suggest that the studio would be working on some multiple live service projects. And Sony did recently pull the plug on some of the games as a service projects. But the Horizon multiplayer game is still in development. So Guerrilla is still working on that game. And they're looking to hire people for not just that game, but maybe some other titles that will be revealed over time. We shall see what happens. Too bad it won't be Final Fantasy VII, because GamesRadar.com did say that one of the directors of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth did say that Part 3 should answer the rest of the questions that people have. So here we go. Now we're going to talk about Part 3. And Motomu Toriyama was doing the talking. In fact, they were doing a Q&A session at the Indonesia AnimeCon, and he was teasing that we could expect some greater conclusions that the story that we got in the 1997 original. Now, there was a clip that was shared on Twitter via Windermeyer, and that's where Toyama did say that the third and final part of the remake will answer all of the mysteries that was left behind Rebirth, and that could wrap things up with some better endings than the classic JRPG. And that can mean we could see some changes for those moments. We could look forward to the recreation with the current visuals and voice actors. But Games Radar is thinking that Square Enix could elevate things to the next level. So here's what Windermere did say on Twitter. Quote, during this part, Motomu Toriyama said that he wishes to add more exploration in the third FFR 7 remake, and also want to do his best to give the final game a satisfying ending that is even better than the original Final Fantasy 7. So, we shall see what he does. Now, it wasn't the only one talking, because Todd Howard was also talking, and he said that there's going to be one more Starfield expansion after Shattered Space. And he was talking to the YouTuber Mr. Matty Plays, and that's where they talked about the, quote, annual story expansion, end quote. And he was asked about the approach with Starfield. So here's what Howard did say, quote, "I would say we want to, more or less, yeah, how long that continues? Hopefully a very long time." Now, Howard did go on to say that he didn't believe that the goals that was going to the expansions that could answer all the questions. So here's what he said further, quote, "We sort of look at it and say, hey, what's a good angle? What do we want to add to the game as far as experience or tone of those kind of things, if that makes sense." Now, he also said that Starfield had 14 million players with an average play time of 40 hours. So, are you still playing it? Would you want another expansion? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. But what if E-Day goes multiplayer? Well, the Xbox devs via Pure Xbox did talk about it, and they were in Windows Central was talking to the Gears of War developers about the multiplayer function or modes this past weekend. So here's what they said, quote, "I would say this is the next mainline Gears game. Gears has a pretty clear DNA for gameplay modes, so you could probably anticipate where we'll be going with E-Day." Sounds like they're going to do it. Now, if you look for bananas on Steam, according to PC Games N, now you gotta look for cats, because the banana game has overtaken Steam and now has a new rival, Ender Cats. And cats did have a pretty big rise over the weekend. So according to the Steam charts, Banana did have 789,976 Steam players, and that's with the peak of 834,343 players. And that's where Bananas did beat out Dota 2, Elden Ring, and GTA 5. Now, Cats, that was released on May 21st, now sits at 43,114, and that was peaking at 48,554 players over the day. And that peak occurred at the same time as Bananas. So, does Bananas actually have a rival? Could Cats be a rival? We'll see. But esports do have rivals. Yes, they do. Because somebody's trying to get Furia on their team. I'm sorry, not Furia. It's Skulls. My bad. And somebody's trying to get Skulls on their team. And they're saying that dust2.com.br did report that Felipe Skulls Medeiros could sign with Furia after Furia did put the Academy graduate Keiki Kai Bortolussi on the bench. Now, both parties have been negotiating for the past few days on the details that could transfer some and other details within the contract. And Skulls have been pretty positive about the contract negotiations. And both organizations want to reach an agreement, but the details are not finalized yet. Now, Skulls has been with Liquid since December 2023, and he was bought out of his contract with Payne for a reported $600,000. Now, Skulls, when he was in Liquid, did post a 1.05 rating and a 0.97 impact, along with the average damage per round of 69.7. So, will he sign the contract? We shall see. Oh boy, but we do like sales, don't we? Especially if we have money to do it. And Gadget did say if you want some earbuds, instead of using some over-the-ear headphones, the Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro has dropped the price. And right now they can be found on Woot.com at $120. And that's about 48% off. Yeah, it was originally $230, now it's $120 for now. So that is a good price. Now, if you want a game, IGN did say that you can save 33% on the game called Unicorn Overlord. And all of those prices are on Amazon. They're at $40 each, and they were $60. So if you want that game, you've been looking for a price drop, now's the time to get it. But that's not the only thing on sale. PC Games N did say that the Ultimate General American Revolution is also on sale. And only about $5 off. It's still $45, and it was at $50. And that'll be until June 20th. So you only got a couple of days. Go look for it. How about something's coming from PC over to consoles? And that's Balatro, the special edition. If you've seen it on PC, you might like it on the consoles, because it's coming to Nintendo Switch, Xbox, and PlayStation 5 on September 17th. And right now, you can pre-order it for $30. So if you like cards, there's that one. But when you make money, sometimes it's good to give it away. Polygon.com did say that the Helldivers 2 devs to make a donation to save the children, because that's what the players chose. So here's what Palstead did say on Twitter. Quote, since the Helldivers 2 community chose to save the children, Arrowheads does the same. We have made a donation to, as well, Save the Children. Great job, Divers. If you want to donate, it's donate.savethechildren.org. And they quoted the post that said, thank you for your donation of $4,311, Johan. Your generosity is helping children caught in the grips of tragic events in our world, whether caused by conflict, natural disaster, or crushing poverty. It's always children who suffer the most. But they weren't the only ones talking about this, because Helldivers 2 did say that also. Quote, we also have a special message to share with you. Dear Helldivers, thank you so much for saving us. They told us you made a lot of sacrifices, minds, lives, to help us. We'll always be grateful. Now we can grow up to become Helldivers too, with Liberty, the very sick children of Super Citizens Ants. So well done to them. We'll have more good news tomorrow, because hey, it is Nintendo Direct, but we love our children. This has been a Don Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.